following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And because it's Casual Friday, I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you today?
Good, good. Now, you look pretty good today. Did you not go out drinking for St. Patty's Day?
No, I was a good girl last night.
Were you really?
Yeah.
So, that's right. But I mean, you did have a drink or two, didn't you?
I did. I had a glass of red wine,
and
of course.
No shamrock shakes?
No shamrock shakes for me. How about you?
And tell me about that shamrock shake.
Have you ever had one?
Hell no. Oh, wait. Hell to the no. Yeah, hell to the no. You can tell I watch Glee.
Evidently, it's a cult following for St. Patty's Day with McDonald's. They have a shake that's called the Shamrock Shake, and it's mint. And it's green in color, kind of a lime color.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it might even glow in the dark. I don't know.
I don't know about that. But what's the real problem with it, Lisa?
Well, it has a ton of calories, of course, in it.
Calories from nothing else but
Let me tell you what the top five ingredients are. The top five ingredients are high fructose corn syrup, sugar, and natural flavors.
Okay. So high fructose corn syrup and sugar.
Uh-huh.
And obviously it's got the equivalent of 42 teaspoons of sugar in it, right?
Right.
It's 146 grams of sugar. Is that what it is?
Uh-huh. Yep.
So that is really a good drink. And I wonder if McDonald's is going to start investing in companies that manufacture diabetes medication pretty soon.
They probably very well could. It looks like their triple thick chocolate shake has 168 grams of sugars in it.
Oh, just a little bit more.
Just to push it over the edge. But you know what's so interesting is that they have a Facebook page, where people like on the Facebook page.
Right.
They have 23,000 likes.
We should get all Superhuman Radio listeners should go to the Facebook page and like it so we can infiltrate them. And I wonder if we could start posting things about it, like how bad the shake is and how people are crazy to drink it and that sort of thing. What do you think? You think we could do that?
Well, we could try.
Yeah, I would like to try that.
Okay.
And now tell us about your candid camera episode.
Well, I have a story to tell. I was at the gym the other day working out, and I was on the elliptical machine. And so, you know, when you're on there for about 30, 40 minutes, you're looking around, just trying to make the time go by. And I look up, and there was a lady drinking out of a McDonald's cup, okay? And it was a huge McDonald's cup. I don't even know.
You mean one of those soda, the big, tall soda cups?
Yes, yeah, right. Yes. Right. And so when she drank out of it, I noticed it wasn't clear water, so it had to be, like, Diet Coke.
Right.
I'm assuming it was Diet Coke.
Right.
Okay, so then I'm sitting there thinking, well, she's on the elliptical, you know, she's putting these toxins back into her body.
Right.
So then I'm getting ready to get off, and I look over, and on the treadmill next to me, the lady had a big soda. The same cup from McDonald's. And so I look around, and I think, am I on candid camera? Somebody's playing a joke on me.
Right. They want to see if you'll say something to them, right, maybe?
Right.
I mean, you really did think that, right? You thought there was something else going on.
I did. Right.
I mean, I've never seen anyone on a treadmill drinking like a fast food soda, one of those giant big gulp sodas before.
Well, no, let alone two people. And that day it was two people.
Yeah, that is a rare occurrence.
Right.
And ironically, Diet Coke is gaining ground in the soft drink industry. They are now number two, aren't they?
They're number two. They've taken the number two spot over Pepsi, and Coke, regular Coke, is number one.
Right. So that means that Diet Coke is obviously doing a great job marketing their products to people.
Well, they are. And have you taken a look at their website?
No. What it's on their website?
Well, the name of their website is Live Positively Coca-Cola.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
It's talking about all the different types of sweeteners.
that they have in their drinks.
Yes.
And are they saying that their sweeteners are safe?
Yes. Let me just read this to you. It says, there are many common misconceptions surrounding low-calorie sweeteners, but the refreshing truth is that they help support healthy eating. They help support healthy eating.
Right, right.
Whether you have concerns about your family's health or your own, we'd like for you to learn how these tasty alternatives are a safe way to manage weight without sacrificing a little sweetness.
Now this has to be right up there with the Dole banana in a bag as far as nutritional idiocies.
I'm telling you,
the idea that they're trying to promote artificial sweeteners as being these innocuous little things that actually make life better. Oh yeah, have you know what? Just start shoveling chemicals in your body, all chemicals. Just, you know what? Go to the hardware store, go down one of the aisles, open up a can of something. Don't even read it. Just start putting it in your mouth because it'll make your life better.
How about just eating some wood?
Wait a minute. I always talk about that on the show. No, we can't do that right this second.
Okay, we have to do that later.
Yeah, okay. I do want to get into this whole thing because I've been saying that if food manufacturers could get us to eat wood and enjoy it, they would sell us wood to eat. And lo and behold, Elisa found out that we are eating wood. You want to talk about it right now as long as we're on the subject?
Well, if you want to, Matt Beatty sent us an article on Facebook about it.
Anytime food says cellulose, it's actually a purified form of pulp, wood pulp. And the FDA doesn't require that the food manufacturers adhere to any minimums or maximums. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
So they could take cellulose, which is basically purified wood pulp, make a bar out of it, cover it with chocolate, and sell it to you, and you and the termite that lives in your basement would almost be eating the same thing.
Well, evidently, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration considers cellulose, which is actually wood, safe for human consumption.
Oh, yes, of course. Because in their divine wisdom, everything that they say is safe is safe. But the things that we want access to that we think are safe, they say no to.
And they set no limit on the amount of food that can be used in food products.
So, and they say it's a healthy form of fiber. You know what? You know what? The undigested pin oats in horse manure is a great form of fiber. I suggest people start going to their local horse area and eating horse poop for the fiber that's in it.
Here we go with poopy again.
There we go. Well, at least it's not people poopy this time.
So. That's right. It says that it adds fiber, so you're going to get your daily intake of fiber.
Yeah, right. Why not just go out and chew on the tree in the backyard? I mean, why not?
Well, get a little bark in your diet, I guess.
Yeah, there you go, a little bark in your diet. But you know what? This is, again, another example that the FDA doesn't care anything about people. I don't care if the FDA thinks it's safe. I don't want wood in my food. I don't want it. I don't want wood in my food.
It says it's in everything from crackers, ice creams, puddings, and baked goods. It's a good thing we don't eat those kind of foods.
Yeah, but 90% of the population does eat that stuff, and they're eating wood. I wonder if people realize that they're eating wood.
It's also used in plastics, detergents, pet litter, and asphalt.
Well, those things, who cares, right? Wood should be used in those things.
Right, that's correct.
And you know what? They probably put whole chunks of wood in dog food, too. You know, let's face it. I mean, they don't care what dog – if they don't care what people eat, they definitely don't care what dogs are eating, right?
That's
dogs
true.
Can eat all the wood they want. I mean, my God. The FDA – you know what? I would love the people who run the FDA to be subjected to all the things that they approve in one day. They should have to take all one dose of all the drugs they approve, and they should have to eat a meal made of all the things that they approve in one day and see if they live through the day. That would be a great test of strength right there.
Yes, it would. It really would.
So anyway, so there you go. So back to the sweetener thing. So Coke is trying to convince us that these artificial sweeteners are nice and light and healthy and good choices for us, and they make your life happy, when we know that artificial sweeteners spike insulin the same way sugar does. And it's not just the sugar that's the problem. It's the metabolic response to sugar. It's the rise in insulin that is the devil in the details. And everything except stevia spikes insulin. So you know, never mind the fact that these are artificial and we shouldn't be eating them in the first place.
Now, they do put stevia in their Coca-Cola puts stevia in their vitamin water,
right,
and their Odawalla water.
Right, right. And I think Odawalla is a fruit juice water, like lemon and orange and all that sort of stuff.
I've not had it.
So if it has stevia in it, then I say, great, make all of their drinks have stevia in it. You know what? We're coming upon a break here.
Already?
I know. It goes fast.
Let's do this.
Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with more Casual Friday. You're not going to want to miss today's show. We've got a lot of news to break to you. You're going to be shocked. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market,
so
milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Looking for a soul. You like this song, Alisa?
I love this song.
I do too. I actually do like Charlie Daniels, but
we're
playing this song for a reason. Because the devil has been out again. This time he didn't go down to Georgia. He went down to Texas.
And what did he do in Texas?
Yeah, he sat down with the people who run Whole Foods and he corrupted them.
How so?
He got them to agree to promote Monsanto's GMO products.
So they're going to have a coexistence now?
Yes. Can you believe that? And don't people realize you can't coexist with GMO? It infiltrates everything. It infiltrates everything. You can't coexist with it.
It's not just Whole Foods. It's Stonyfield Farms and Organic Valley as well, I see.
Monsanto is the devil. I'm going to tell you something right now. My parents and your parents had Hitler to contend with. We have Monsanto. Hitler wanted to take over the world. He wanted to control the world. He wanted to control the people. He wanted to have his own little empire. Monsanto is doing a better job at it than Hitler did because they learned the magic. The magic to controlling the population is not shooting guns and not threatening them. It's he who controls the food controls the people. And Monsanto is doing the best job they can to sew it all up and control it all. And not only, you wouldn't care if they were controlling the food and they were giving us good food, but they're poisoning us. They're poisoning the people. GMO is bad. Everyone knows GMO is bad. But yet, Monsanto is out there soliciting companies like Whole Foods, which shame on them for selling their mission out. They sold their mission out.
Okay, so did you know that approximately two-thirds of the products sold by Whole Foods Market and their main distributors are not certified organic, but yet they still say they're organic?
They still say they're organic.
Two-thirds of their food.
How do they get away with that?
I don't know. Call Monsanto. Maybe they can tell you.
You know what? Whole Foods is really, you know, I used to jokingly call Whole Foods Whole Paycheck because they're so it's so expensive. But, you know, I do shop there once in a while because sometimes, you know, you need something and you feel like, well, Whole Foods has it. Okay, they're more expensive than any place else you can go. But now I'm at the point where I think we need to boycott Whole Foods completely.
I think so, too.
Stay away from Whole Foods. You know what? If they're going to align with Monsanto, it's over for them. It's over for them.
Okay, so one more thing I want to say is the former Iowa governor, who is now the USDA secretary, Tom Vilsack, did you know that he was on his campaign trail riding in Monsanto's jet?
Right. But why is that important? Because he is the FDA liaison for genetically engineered food. He's the one going
yes.
out to everybody going, hey,
yes.
GMO's okay. You guys need to give Monsanto a chance. They're a good company. They're making food better for people. No, they're not. They're poisoning people. We know that GMO foods cause a drop in litters in the animals that eat GMO foods. We know it destroys the stomach. All the IBS and GERD is from GMO corn, GMO soy. We know this already. It's not even like we need to debate that anymore. So why is Monsanto still pushing GMO? One reason and one reason only, people. Because to Monsanto, their profits are more important than your life. That's it. End of story. So, I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. Someday, 30 years from now, Monsanto will be the government of the world. They will run the world. And everybody else will go to Monsanto and ask them, hey, can we do this? Or can we? No, if you do that, we're not going to sell you seeds to plant anymore. You won't have a farm.
Okay, so I've got a list here of the biggest offenders of GMOs. Okay, so I'm just going to go down this list.
Okay.
It's Safeway, Frito-Lay, Kellogg's, McDonald's, Heinz, Healthy Choice,
yeah,
Healthy Choice,
Healthy Choice.
Kraft, Hershey's, Coca-Cola, Nabisco, Quaker Oats. Quaker Oats.
Really?
Starbucks, General Mills, and PepsiCo.
I say boycott them all.
I agree.
I say anybody, look, this is serious. I know I'm trying to make this funny, okay? But this is really serious stuff, okay? Let me tell you why. Because we don't know what the effects of GMO are, and we really won't know until our children have children. We know through the genetic process that a lot of the effects that adults eat now, the foods that adults eat now do not translate into anything until they have offspring. And then when their offspring have offspring, and it, sometimes these changes can occur for 2, 3, 4 generations. So while everybody's going, hey, GMO's okay, oh, so maybe some people are sensitive to it. They get a little indigestion. They get a little IBS. Yeah, maybe it does a little of this, a little of that, but it's still good because look at how inexpensive it is, and we can feed the world with it. Well, guess what? When our kids and their kids start developing problems and we know that they're from GMO, what are we going to do then? Can we file a class action suit against Monsanto for feeding us this crap and knowing that it was going to do this eventually? Can we do that?
No, I don't think so.
No, of course not, because Monsanto is protected by the government because they donate money to every politician's campaign out there. You're never going to get a politician to turn their back on Monsanto when they can, hey, Monsanto, we'll lend you our jet while you're flying around campaigning. Well, hey, you need money for your campaign? Just make sure you remember us. We're Monsanto. That's what it is.
I know.
I say boycott all the, play this show back over and over again, write the list down, and boycott all those companies that are favoring GMO. You want to see Monsanto find a new product to sell and abandon GMO? Stop buying anything with GMO. That's exactly what happened to with BSDs, that when they were putting the bovine growth factors in milk and people abandoned it, Monsanto sold that portion of the company off. They said, well, no one's going to buy the milk if it has growth factors in it. What do? I'll sell that company. They sold it. We vote with our dollars, people. We vote with our dollars.
Okay, so I said that approximately two-thirds of the food there sold or not is not really organic.
Right.
I would like to tell you how to identify organic foods.
Okay.
Okay. So what you need to look for is when you see the USDA organic seal, you know that that food is at least 95% organic and does not contain genetically modified organisms. That means that they provide outdoor access and pasture for livestock. They refrain from antibiotic and hormone use. Sustains animals on 100% organic feed,
right.
Keep records of all of their operations, and it's inspected annually.
So it has to have the USDA organic stamp on it.
Yes, it does.
If it does not have the USDA organic stamp on it, are you taking a chance even buying it?
Well, yeah, there is one that's at least 70% organic. If it says organic ingredients on it, then it's 70% organic.
Okay, but what is 90, what did you say, 90% organic?
95%.
What does 95% organic mean if I'm buying organic, USDA stamped organic vegetables? Does that mean that 95% of the vegetables in that bin are probably organic and maybe there's a couple loose ones that got in by accident? Or does that mean that 95% of the each individual piece of produce is organic? I mean, I don't understand what 95% means. I mean, it's kind of like saying you're only 95% pregnant.
You know what I mean? Yes, I know what you mean.
I mean, how can something be 95% organic? I don't understand that either.
Call the Organic Consumers Association and ask them.
Okay. We'll call them during the break. We'll see if they want to come on the show. So now I have to ask you, we've got to get off Monsanto for a second. I heard that you have a list of 7 foods that are so bad that even farmers know not to eat them. Is this true?
It is true.
I mean, are they astonishingly shocking food choices, or are they like some of them we would know? Yeah.
Well, I think that a lot of people are going to recognize them, but you know, it's always good to talk about it. How about canned tomatoes? Do you eat canned tomatoes?
I have, sure. When I make tomato sauce, I start out with canned tomatoes, Italian canned pomodoro pilati, you know, peeled tomatoes.
Evidently, the tin cans contain synthetic estrogen bisphenol A.
Yeah, and because they have that plastic lining.
Right, and because of the acidity in the tomatoes, it actually makes it leach out more.
Oh, man. So now they have to come out with jarred tomatoes, I guess.
Yeah. That's what we need to use when we make our...
You know what you really can do?
Our gravy.
Yeah, there you go. The Italians, we call it gravy.
We call it gravy.
we need to get whole tomatoes and just cook them down and make our own tomato sauce from scratch.
Yeah, that's easy to do in the summertime, but in the wintertime, that's not quite as easy.
What else is on the list?
Corn-fed beef, of course.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
So microwave popcorn.
And that's always scared me, but why microwave popcorn?
It's the chemically saturated lining of the bag includes a compound, some kind of an acid, PFOA.
I was on a plane one time I overheard a conversation with a guy behind me, and he actually worked for a company that manufactures flavors, but these are chemical flavors. And he was telling me about the butter flavor that goes into popcorn.
Uh-huh.
He said that it is so dangerous to breathe it in. When they make it in the plant, they have to wear respirators because if you even breathe a small amount in, it gets into your lungs and it can cause such severe inflammation in your lungs that you have to be rushed to the hospital. That's the same butter flavor, quote unquote flavor, that they use in popcorn, but they use it in very small amounts. But what about when you take the popcorn out of the the microwave, for those people who microwave it, and you pull the bag open, you get that puff of steam that comes up.
The microwave vaporizes that chemical.
Right, and you breathe it in.
Exactly.
Never mind the fact that you're eating it on top of it. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Well, evidently, the EPA has a plan to phase out all the microwave popcorn, but it's not going to happen until after 2015.
Yeah, so there'll be some more lives damaged before it's all done. Yep. In the meantime, don't buy microwave popcorn at all. You shouldn't be eating any corn. It's all GMO. Come on. My God. Monsanto again. Monsanto.
Everything goes back to Monsanto. Are they taking over the world?
Monsanto. I don't know what Monsanto is doing. All I know is I feel like in The Wizard of Oz, where the Wicked Witch writes across the sky, Surrender, Dorothy.
Toto? Feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
I know. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, Dorothy.
Okay, number four on the list is conventionally grown potatoes, not organic. So
yeah, and again, you shouldn't be eating potatoes.
No, farm salmon.
Oh, dangerous stuff. We already talked about that. Anytime they farm a fish, right? Some of it swims in
sewage water.
People are eating fish that swims around in people poopy sometimes. You don't want that.
Milk produced with artificial hormones.
We just talked about that. And Monsanto spun that. When they heard people weren't going to buy that milk anymore, they got rid of that part of the company. If they heard we weren't going to buy GMO anymore, they'd stop making GMO. Trust me. Because it's all about money to Monsanto. We can control them.
Yes, we can. And the last one is conventional apples. Evidently, they have the most pesticides of all fruits.
Yeah, heavily sprayed crop. Very heavily sprayed crop. You have a quote that you wanted me to, but oh, wait a minute. Yes, you have a quote that you wanted me to listen to. I'm looking at my notes here. Go ahead. What's the quote?
Okay, the quote is, if people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls of those who live under tyranny.
Okay.
Okay, so do you know who wrote that quote?
No, I don't.
And do you know what year it was written?
Well, because of the word tyranny, I haven't heard that word in a long time. I got to think it's a while ago, but it sounds like it would apply to the conditions of our country today.
Well, it's Thomas Jefferson in 1781. So that tells you that the government back then was deciding what medicines and foods we eat.
So it's never changed. This is the same story. It goes on and on and on. It just gets worse and worse. It gets worse and worse. That's all it does.
It sure does.
Oh, man. Okay. So where do we go? We have to take a break. What am I looking at here? We got to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with more Casual Friday. We've got lots more topics. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit
Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Lisa, do you know what that music is?
No, what is it?
That's Jeopardy.
Is it Jeopardy time?
Yes, it's Jeopardy time.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to play a game, one round of Jeopardy here with Elisa Profumo. I will be Alex Trebek for the moment. And I will say, Elisa, please choose a category for a question.
Something you will find in your medicine cabinet.
Something you will find in your medicine cabinet. Oh, my goodness, it's the Daily Double. Okay, here's your question. An aspirin will not make this better. Let me repeat that so you know what I'm talking about. An aspirin will not make this better.
I think it is.
Come on, you're running out of time.
What is Bayer pesticides killing the bees in America?
Oh, my goodness. Great. Good job, Elisa. You're right. Bayer pesticides. That's the reason all the bees in the United States are dying.
Yes, Bayer pesticide. Can you believe that?
And they know about it.
Well, they do because Germany, Italy, and France have already banned this pesticide.
Oh, my.
Germany, Italy, and France.
And they banned it because it's killing the bees. They don't want the bees to die.
That's correct.
But here in the United States, with all of these great government agencies that are here to protect us, they are continuing to use it, and they're probably going to continue to use it until all the bees are gone, and then they'll stop using it.
Yes. Okay, so the name of it is clothianidin, and it's on the U.S. market on the basis of unsound science and deeply flawed EPA decision-making. Like most pesticides registered in the last 15 years, it was rushed onto the market prior to any safety testing and conditional registration. Can you believe that?
And this is the Environmental Protection Agency is the one that oversees this?
Yes, that's correct.
I wonder who the head of the Environmental Protection Agency is.
I'm not sure.
I'm looking for it. I wish I could find it. I'd really like to because I want to play a little clip for the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Listen to this very closely.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Yeah, what would you do with a brain if you had one? That's the question. Dorothy is asking from the Wizard of Oz. Okay, what would you do with a brain if you had one? My God. I mean, all these other countries have banned it already. They know that it kills the bees. But here in the great country of the United States, the best country in the world, we're just going to wait until all the bees are wiped out.
Evidently, it's a compound used on corn and other crops. Here we go with corn again.
Oh, and
so always go back to corn.
And let's talk about corn for a second. Thanks to Monsanto's Ready Roundup corn, we now have a new species of weeds that no weed killer can kill.
Really?
Yes. Ready Roundup corn was genetically modified so that when they sprayed Roundup, which is their top-selling pesticide, herbicide, on the corn, it wouldn't kill the corn. It would just kill everything else. So the corn was resistant to the pesticide. Well, lo and behold, just like when you take antibiotics, the germs get stronger.
Uh-huh.
We now have mutant weeds that nothing can kill thanks to Roundup and the utilization on Ready Roundup crops. I mean, Monsanto, I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, I know you think I'm saying this because I just want, like, shock value. Monsanto has their hand on the chain of life. They're about to pull the chain, and we're all going to go down the toilet in one big swirl, thanks to Monsanto. So, there you go. Monsanto again.
Well, you know, one third of our food is reliant on bees for pollination, so we need to figure out how to mitigate this crisis. And according to this article, farmers can reject systematic insecticides and set aside unplowed farmland to grow vegetation that supports pollination.
But there's a problem with that because there is cross-pollination from other people's crops. There's overspray that gets picked up in the air and blown over here. It's like saying to a person who wants to smoke a cigarette in a restaurant, sit over there on that table away from these people. No, the smoke travels. You can't. You got to stop using it. Just stop using it. It doesn't take a genius to tell you, don't use it.
Well, let me ask you this. As an individual, not as a farmer, but as an individual, can we not just plant our own little wildflower gardens and maybe like butterfly gardens and things like that?
Do you know what bees love?
What do bees love?
Sweet basil.
Oh, I grow sweet basil every
the
year.
The little white flowers mm-hmm. at the top. Mm-hmm. Haven't you always seen the bumblebees around
uh-huh.
them?
Yep.
Everybody should start planting sweet basil. It's great. You can make pesto sauce out of it. It's a great herb to cook with, and it'll help support the bees. There you go.
That's a good idea. And aren't you going to do a show in a couple weeks with Brooks Kubik about gardening?
Yes, yeah, sustainable living in your backyard. Small. If you have a small area, even if you just have a window box, you can garden yourself. Brooks is I didn't know this about Brooks, but he is a master gardener. He has one of the largest gardens in Louisville, Kentucky. And he grows vegetables and fruits and everything. And he does it in boxes. He takes his yard and he partitioned it into these garden boxes filled uh-huh. with dirt. And I thought, wow, people can do that on a smaller scale in their backyard. You could do it in your apartment.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, we're going to do that show.
When I had an apartment, I had deck boxes with basil and cilantro and oregano and rosemary. And it's wonderful. You can just go out and pick your basil and make your fresh pesto sauce. Say that 10 times.
Yeah, fresh pesto sauce. That's like saying clothianidin.
Yeah, clothianidin. Had to practice that one.
Oh, God. What else is in the news?
All right. Well, did you know that the Army is going to toughen up their fitness test?
Yes, I heard the Army's new slogan is no more fat asses.
I don't think it was quite like that.
I think that's what it is, actually. No more fat asses. In the past, in order to get into the Army, you just had to do push-ups and sit-ups, right?
Well, they had a twice-a-year testing that focused on push-ups, sit-ups, and a two-mile run.
Yeah, but that doesn't really translate to being war-ready, does it?
No, it doesn't. So they're going to add exercises like running an obstacle course in full combat gear.
Hey, running. Just in case you have to run away from the enemy, you should be able to do that one, right?
And,
yeah, there you go.
And drag a body, too.
Drag a body, sure. Hey, look, and you may have your own movie like Forrest Gump. Who knows?
That was such a good movie.
I love
Forrest
Gump. My favorite movie.
Yep. Okay, so according to this, the physical readiness test will add such things as a 60-yard shuttle run, and a standing long jump to 1 minute of push-ups and a 1.5-mile timed run. This might be given every 6 months. The combat readiness test. I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at you, Carl.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The combat readiness test includes running 400 meters with a rifle, moving through an obstacle course in full combat gear, crawling and vaulting over obstacles while aiming a rifle. Can you do that?
I probably can. I grew up in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's right.
I know. I have to. In Brooklyn, when you're 6 years old, you have to learn how to run and shoot backwards behind you at the same time.
Oh, okay. They also have to run on a balance beam. Now, I probably could do that.
Yeah.
They have to run on a balance beam while carrying a 30-pound ammo box and do agility sprints around a course filled of cones.
So here's my question, next Casual Friday, I'm going to have the answer to this. So if someone wants to join the Army and they try to do this fitness test and they fail, do they tell them you can't join or go home and get stronger, listen to Superhuman Radio and get fit and then come back?
I think that's what they have to do. I really do.
I mean, that's what it should be. I mean, it shouldn't be like, okay, you can't do it, but we'll let you in anyway. You know?
Well, the test is going to be given to all soldiers, officers, and that includes Army Reserves and National Guard and even recalled soldiers who are 60 years or older.
Wow. That's pretty cool. There's going to be a lot of guys getting kicked out of the Army that can't do it anymore. You know, I bet you they'll give them a certain amount of time to, like, get in shape and then retest. That's what they'll probably have to do.
You think so?
Yeah. We have 2 minutes before we go into the break. You know what I want to talk about right now?
What's that?
Weight Watchers.
Oh, right. Weight Watchers. Have you ever done Weight Watchers?
Yes, I did. I think everybody's done Weight Watchers once. When I was really fat, I tried a lot of different things. I tried Weight Watchers.
I haven't ever tried Weight Watchers.
Well, Weight Watchers has been the gold standard for weight loss and weight gain and weight loss again and weight gain again and weight loss again and weight gain again. People who usually go to Weight Watchers also buy clothes that have lots of elastic in them so that they can shrink and get bigger again along with the failure and success of the diet.
Oh, okay.
And Weight Watchers is changing their tune finally.
And how have they changed their
tune? They're abandoning that calories mean everything.
Oh, so did they read Gary Taub's book?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe they did. Who knows?
He's a nice guy. I enjoyed his interview.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to talk towards the end of the last segment of the show. I want to recap our interview with Gary Taub because you were in the studio too.
Right.
Yeah, Gary's a great guy. But yes, Weight Watchers has finally gotten the rigid religion that it's not a mathematical equation.
Oh, really?
Yes. Sorry, Oprah. It's not about, you know, oh, if I eat the 1,500 calories and I burn 1,700, I'm going to lose weight. No. No. If you eat 1,500 calories of sugar, you're going to gain weight no matter what exercise you do. Okay? And so it's not all about calories. It's about food choices. And so hopefully Weight Watchers is now looking to revamp. They're abandoning hollow calories.
Uh-huh.
They're not telling people, Weight Watchers, eat whatever you want and still lose weight. Because guess what? That's a lie. We just lied to you.
So now the Weight Watchers foods that you see like in the freezer and the freezer section, like those cakes and stuff.
Yeah, they're gonna get away from those.
They're not gonna count points anymore?
They're gonna count points, but I think they're gonna have categories too, your points can fall into. So you can't just eat, you know, Twinkies and say, well, that's two exchanges.
Well, what about the Twinkie diet?
The Twinkie diet only works if all you eat is one Twinkie a day. And in that case, you might as well eat the wood cellulose instead. It's probably healthier than the Twinkie.
And it's probably cheaper. That's why they put it in the food, because it is cheap.
You know what, Elisa? I can't believe I'm saying this, but we have to take our last commercial break.
Already?
Yes. The show goes way too fast. Maybe someday we'll turn it into a two-hour show. But in the meantime, it's just a one-hour show, which means we have to take a break right now. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up. You're listening to Casual Friday with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo and the man who hangs on her every word, Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Lab takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
I wanna rock! I wanna rock!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
I like that song. That's new.
Yeah, I put some new mashups in the bump of music, so you'll hear some new music from time to time now. Thought it would be fun once in a while. One of our listeners on Facebook,
Nick Guggs,
who's a great guy, a big fan of the show, big friend of the show. He is the one who told us that the administrator of the EPA is Lisa P. Jackson. So this goes out to you, Lisa.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
What would you do with a brain if you had one, Lisa? Okay, so there you go. Thank you. Now at least I know who I'm insulting now.
Maybe we can send her some emails from the site that Nick posted on my Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, here is her email address.
Oh, really? He has it?
Yeah, it's right here.
What is it? Tell me what it is. Say it out loud.
Jackson, Jackson dot Lisa P at EPA.gov.
Okay, everyone listening to the show, I want you to email Lisa Jackson your message. You know what? Just email her a link to the show and tell her to listen to the last half of the show. She'll get a kick out of it, I promise. That's what we should do. That's it. Turn around. You know what? Who knows? Maybe she'll start listening to the show. She'll figure out what's right and wrong, and she'll actually start doing better things for us. How about that one? I want to recap the Gary Taubes interview. I didn't talk as much about Dr. Oz's interview with Gary on the phone because I wanted to focus on his book, and I didn't want to belabor that his interview on, I'm sorry, The Wizard of Oz. Hold on a second.
I am Oz, the great and powerful.
Yes, I am Oz, the great and powerful, the all-knowing, listen to me and you will live longer, Oz. Gary really was very cordial. He told me that they edited his interview dramatically, purposely to make him look foolish. He told me that off the air.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. And they kept telling him that it was entertainment. But let's face it, it's not entertainment. These individuals have a following of people who believe everything that Dr. Oz or the Wizard of Oz says. Now tell me, you have a friend, don't mention her name, but one time you asked her who her doctor was. What did she say?
She goes, "My doctor is Dr. Oz."
I mean, I think there's people out there who really believe that.
And she was serious. She was serious.
I mean, there are people who take him seriously. You can't take Dr. Oz seriously. He's a buffoon. He may be a good surgeon, okay? He knows how to crack a chest open. He knows how to do some things around the heart. But that's just like a good mechanic or a good butcher or a good candle maker, okay? Let's be honest. That's it. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't take his advice. And I felt bad for Gary for being on the show.
Well, even when Dr. Oz started eating that, I mean, the salmon was on his plate and the rice. All he had to do was just take the brown rice off and keep the salmon on
and
with the spinach.
And that was Gary's meal, right?
Right.
Right. So, right. Dr. Oz, shame on you.
But
shame,
they kept telling Gary it's entertainment.
Yeah. And the real problem with the Wizard of Oz is eventually people start to realize that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's a shame because I think in the beginning he really had some good messages, but I think he ended up just selling out.
He did. And you know why? He's got sponsors to keep happy. He can't say the things he wants to say probably because they'll take him off the air. But me, because I have my own radio station, I'm not going to take myself off the air, okay? So you can listen to me. I don't have anybody influencing me. No one's going to tell me, "Hey, Carl, you can't say that," because I can. I'm the boss. Anyway, what else are we going to talk? We want to talk about the Arnold? We only have about 7 minutes before the show.
I do, yes, but I have one question for
you.
Yes,
of course.
I have a study here in front of me that says high fiber may aid in longevity. So does that mean if we all eat more wood that we will live longer?
Or the pin oats and horse manure, actually. No, I actually think you should just start eating a horse manure because I'm convinced that there's some fiber in it that horses don't digest.
I'm getting worried about you. You have this sudden thing with people poopy and horses poopy.
There's nothing more detestful or grotesque that you could even think about eating than poop. But I'm sure that in Dr. Oz's mind, or the Wizard of Oz's mind, that if there was some nutritional value to it, he would probably recommend that people eat it. Because he tells people to eat sugar beets because they have antioxidants in it. Well, what about all the sugar in it,
right?
Wizard of Oz? Anyway, let's talk real briefly about the Arnold.
Okay, because
We went to the Arnold. We had a great time at the Arnold. We met some of our fans there. Met Kevin Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Right, Kevin? I was talking to somebody. And,
right, Kevin. He heard your voice, and he's like, "Is that Carl?"
I'm blessed with not only an easily distinguishable voice, but also a very loud voice.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. I guess that's the New York background, huh?
No, you know what it is? I used to dress loud, and then I didn't have the budget anymore, so now I just talk loud.
We got to hang out with the Quest people. That was fun.
We went out to dinner with the folks from Quest. Wonderful people. Really genuinely driven to make great products. It's really refreshing to see people who, I mean, they have other businesses. They've made great livings for themselves doing other things. These are very successful individuals who decided that they wanted to bring a great protein bar to the market because they wanted a great protein bar too.
Yeah, I think Shannon said she started making that at home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it evolved into what it is today. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great people, lots of fun, and fun to be with. Who else did we hang out with over there?
We talked to Jay from Power Block.
Right, Jay Vollmer was there, right? And he is now an official sponsor. They're a long-term sponsor now of Superhuman Radio. Show them some love. Go to powerblock.com. Show the people from Quest some love. Go to Superhuman Radio and get 2 free Quest protein bars. If you haven't gotten them yet, they're so good.
I love those Quest protein bars. And speaking of Jay from Power Block, they have that new handle that you can use, change your Power Block from a regular weight to a kettlebell.
Right, from a dumbbell to a kettlebell.
I think that's awesome.
We're actually going to talk about it next week. I'm going to invite Jay on the show to talk about this. It's really revolutionary because now if you have 2 Power Block dumbbells, you also have 2 kettlebells as well that go up to whatever the top weight of your dumbbells are.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's very, very cool. And let's see. We also stopped off. We saw PJ Braun.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And we saw Kat Ramirez.
Yes.
Yeah, we said hello to them.
She looks great.
Yeah. They're great.
And so does PJ. Yeah. PJ looks awesome, too.
You said he's such a nice guy.
He really is a nice guy. Yeah. Isn't he going to be on the show next week?
Yes, he's going to be on Tuesday. We're going to talk about the mistakes that newbies as well as advanced trainers make that cause them to hit plateaus. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's going to be Tuesday. Tuesday's going to be a good show. We have Brooks Kubik coming on Tuesday to talk about training your back dinosaur style. Uh-huh. And then we have PJ Braun coming on to talk about the mistakes that people make that stall their progress.
Some listeners are going to be happy that Brooks is coming on to talk about back. They Facebooked me and wanted him back on.
Yeah, he's popular. He brings a huge audience with him. It's amazing the number of people that he has that are devotees of his. They read his books. They read his blog. So he's a great guest. I like having him on. And let's see, what else can we talk about? We have to vamp here for about 3 minutes, Elisa. What can we talk about? St. Paddy's Day was no big deal. I did not fall down a flight of stairs, even though I had a glass of wine.
That was an
achievement, wasn't it?
So now, are you liking red wine? I mean, do you think that it's healthy
one
for you?
One glass with dinner I like. I really do. One glass with dinner. More than one glass makes me tired.
Tired?
Yeah, it makes me tired. I feel tired. It does. But if I have just one glass with dinner, it kind of takes the edge off. It makes me feel like I'm happy and everything is cool and I don't have any problems with my sleep. If I have more than that, I have some problems with sleep. And it makes me tired.
Well, yeah. So do you take melatonin before you go to bed?
I take melatonin. I take phosphatidylserine.
And why do you take phosphatidylserine?
Phosphatidylserine reduces cortisol, and you want cortisol levels to be low at night.
Okay. And why do you take melatonin?
Because melatonin is the primary hormone that kicks all the other hormones into play at night. It's domino one, first of all. Second of all, it helps me get into my deep sleep stages. Third of all, it's the single most powerful antioxidant in the world, milligram for milligram. And fourth of all, it's the only antioxidant known to cross the blood-brain barrier.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you take that every night?
Most nights, yeah.
And do you take it every time, like at the same time every night?
I'm not as good about that anymore because some nights I go to sleep later than others.
Is it more effective if you take it at the same
time? Yes. If you take melatonin like at sundown every night, if you're really, really religious about it and prepare to get into bed within an hour or two of that, that's the best way to use it. But I always forget. It's like, oh, now it's time to go to bed. I'll just take it now.
And does melatonin, does it make you lethargic the next morning?
If you take too much of it. There were periods of time where I experimented with as much as 15 milligrams of melatonin in a night. When you take large doses, there is enough lingering around the next morning where you can start to get tired or still wake up tired.
So is melatonin good for like when you travel and you have jet lag?
Absolutely.
As Mr. Big on Sex in the City would say,
absolutely. Yeah. There you go. That's what I was
I miss Sex in the City. I love that show. But we have Glee now.
Yeah.
Hell to the no.
Yeah. I like Glee. I like Glee a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, that's it. It's exactly the end of the show. And so you've listened to another episode of Casual Friday. We will have more Superhuman Radio for you next week. We have a great show Monday. Let me remind myself, we're doing a show Monday about snoring and what you can do about it. For those of us who snore and occasionally cause sleep problems for those that we live with, there are some solutions, number one. And then the second half of Monday's show, we're going to be talking about some other peptides that we didn't get to cover on the last peptide show. We're going to talk about IGF-1 and its various forms. We're going to talk about mechanogrowth factor and some other peptides. And I'm going to tell you about my experience with the aphrodisiac PT-141. I have used it. I can weigh in on it. And so we'll talk about that on Monday as well. Yes.
Can your peptide guy talk about melanotan?
He had. He did talk about it at the last show.
Because there was a question on Facebook and from Michelle Herbert, I think her last name
was. I answered it for her.
Did we
added melanotan to that peptide show just because of her.
Okay.
Just because of her. Yeah.
All right.
So that, yeah, we did that. Anyway, so that's it, Elisa. Another show. We're done.
Yippee.
Now the weekend can start.
Yay. No, oh. I like our show, though.
I know. Okay. Well, let's say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
See everybody next week.